And we're going to call John up right now. We're going to do one called Prayer Bells of Heaven.
Welcome to the Amen Corner here on Podomatic. This is Amen Dave, Dave's podcast, Mr. W. We're going to be in the book of John. I'm going to start with chapter 4 of John. John chapter 4, St. John, King James Bible. And it's dealing with the woman at the well, commonly known as the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John the Baptist, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, and I explained this on the air the other day, that Jesus baptized not, but he let his disciples baptize, because if someone was baptized by Jesus, they would get all heady and high-minded, and they would think that themselves to be better than anyone else, because the Lord had baptized them personally, and they would think that they were above everyone. So he didn't allow that. He had his disciples to baptize. And it says, he left Judea and departed into Galilee after he heard about Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John had. So the following of Jesus was greater. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then he cometh to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. And we know that in the Jewish reckoning of time, the sunrise would be the first hour, and the sixth hour would be 12 noon, what they refer to as the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And this is interesting to note here, that she says that the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans, and she is surprised that he will even talk with her. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And this is one of the very few times that he ever told openly that he was the Messiah. A lot of times he told his disciples not to tell anyone that, that they knew it. They knew that he was the Messiah, but he told them not to, to say that to anyone. But here he speaks plainly to this woman at the well, and says unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. They were surprised too. And yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And this is going to figure later on in some of my talking about this, that she goes back to, and talks to the men of the city and says, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And they went out of the city and came unto him. They believed the woman. They went to see for themselves. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, "Master, eat." But he said unto them, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." And therefore said his the disciples one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" And Jesus saith unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say ye not that there are 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." He's talking about sowing and reaping here. And herein is that saying true, "One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." And so when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode with there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, "Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." They knew that Jesus was the Messiah. And now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. That's where we're going to finish reading. And also in 44 he says, "For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country." And he's telling the disciples at the end of this thing here that there's a saying, herein is this saying true in 37, "One soweth and another reapeth." He says in 36, he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He says, "I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." He's talking about other people had come, and this is it shows up in our previous verses here. The woman tells Jesus without him saying anything to her. He just told her what she had done, that she had had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and about the living water. And she right away she says, "Well, when Messiah comes, he's going to tell us all things." So this woman knew that there was to be a Messiah, that there was to be a Messiah that would save the world, that would be the world's savior. And he tells her to go and call her husband. She fiddles around and says, "I have no husband." I wonder if she was trying to flirt with him a little bit and maybe see if he was interested in her. I don't know, but she somehow lies and says, "Oh, well, I don't have a husband." But he explains that she really told the truth, that he that she had then was not her husband. "And that sayest thou truly," he says. But then she does go, and she goes and calls the men in the town, and they come out, and she says, "Come and see a man that told me everything that ever I did, and is not this the Christ?" And these men in the town didn't have to say, "What do you mean Christ? What do you mean Messiah? You know, what do you mean by that?" They knew, and they were also looking for a Messiah to come. The men in the town, the people, they were aware that a Messiah was coming. And you might wonder, Jesus says that somebody went in there and sowed the seed of God's word in Samaria, and he doesn't explain who did it. He just said, just announces that other men had labored, and the disciples were entering in. They were reaping where others had sowed. And so we have to kind of assume what he's talking about here. In Luke 17:11, I'm going to start reading here in the book of Luke, and it says, "And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem," now he's going to Jerusalem from Galilee, "that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." And you remember the story that one of them came back and gave glory to God and fell at Jesus' feet and was thankful. And he said, where are the nine that were cleansed? There's only this stranger. This man was a Samaritan, and he may have been in Samaria. So the word of God was in Samaria, and somebody of these 10 lepers, we assume that many of them were probably Jewish lepers, and this one was a Samaritan. There may have been more than one Samaritan there, but the one came back and gave glory to God. But we know some of them were Jewish, and so the Samaritans, they had access to the Word of God through these probably the lepers and other people, and other people went to Samaria, and somehow, even though the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritans, they were able to get the Word of God. They probably had a Greek Septuagint Bible, what we call it would be an Old Testament in the Greek. There's a similar Bible that the eunuch from Ethiopia had. He was reading it in the chariot when Philip come up and heard him reading about the story of the Messiah in there, who hath believed our report, and unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. And he asked Philip, is he talking about himself or some other man? And Philip went with him and explained about the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, how he would pay for the sins. And he went on through all that and explained about baptism. And talking about baptism, we have John the Baptist. He baptized many. I don't know. Perhaps he baptized some that were Samaritans. Perhaps the Samaritans also came. So they would have the baptism of John. And John preached about Christ. Certainly that word went through the disciples of John and through other means. You remember when Jesus was born, there was an aged Anna that was looking for the salvation of Israel. She was looking for the Messiah, and she came in when the baby Jesus was brought in to be circumcised and named Jesus. And she beheld him, and there was another elderly man that took him up in his arms and said, "Now let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." But it says that Anna went out and told everyone about the Messiah being born. And so the word got out through Galilee, through Judea, and through Samaria. Somehow somebody went out and labored and brought the word, so much so that all these men in the town where this woman went back to, they knew that the Messiah was coming. And when they heard Jesus, they said they believed. It says in verse 39 of our John 4, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all things that ever I did." So that when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, "Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." And I'll praise the Lord. These men were convinced. They believed that he was the Messiah. And we can read in the book of Acts how the disciples, it was after the persecution of Stephen, the martyrdom of Stephen, they went about and they went into Samaria and preached the gospel, and the gospel was received in Samaria because someone had gone ahead and spread that word, you know. And we wonder today, you know, why is the gospel not being received today in the world? I think people have gotten what we call gospel hard. They've heard it. Even the Bible says that they'll say that all things continue as they were. Where is the promise of His coming? You know, they'll have that excuse that everything's continuing like it was, and where is the Lord's coming? But here in our story here, we see the Samaritans were ready for the Messiah. Oh, that we were ready for the Messiah to return. He is coming back. We're preaching. There are many out preaching the Word of God, and we're trying to warn people that the Lord is coming. If you look in your Bible, look in the book of Isaiah around chapter 3 and 4 and see if it's not like these days. Chapter 3 and 4 of Isaiah talks about that the Lord would give them children to be their leaders, and they would the wise would be confused, the wise would become fools. Our leaders are ignorant. Our leaders don't know what to do. They're like children. They're like what the Bible would call women, you know, would be ruling over us, and they're just emotional and all that. They don't rely on facts anymore. They make up their own facts. They make up their own stories. They're just lying all the time, and we're stuck with that today. It seems it's just an unfortunate thing. But the Bible said it would be that way in these days. That in the book of Isaiah, it was talking about Israel, but Israel had forsaken the Lord, and this was their punishment. God is no respecter of persons. He says that we ought to beware of being Gentiles. We ought not to flaunt ourselves and think that we're better than the Jews who were rejected to some degree because they rejected the Messiah. They fell out of faith, and salvation was brought to the Gentiles. But he says, boast not against those branches that were cut out of the wild of the natural olive tree. The wild branches, being the Gentiles, were grafted in. I believe it was Paul said not to boast in that, because if God is able to branch to graft you into the natural olive tree, He's much more able to graft back in the natural branches that were cut out, so that you could be grafted in. And He will do that. And here we are in this day and age we live in now, where the Gentiles are rejecting God. And it seems like the times of the Gentiles are getting to a close, if not already closed. You know, churches are emptying, not too many believing. We're losing our prayer warriors day by day. They're elderly. They're passing from the scene. And who is rising up to fill in the ranks? Who is rising up to fill in the hedge, you know, against all these things coming on the earth? We need prayer warriors in this day. We need them in this hour. But we don't see them on the horizon. But nonetheless, the Word of God is working out. It's coming to pass every day. People don't believe the Word, and all the things that they're doing, the lying, the deceiving, and all the carrying on that they're doing, the despising those that are good, it's all fulfilling the Word of God. You know, they hate the Word of God, they hate truth, but they're confirming the Word of God. Every time they do that, they're just adding to the truth of God's Word, because God said they would do that in the last days. You know, and what we need to do today is to seek God, to seek Him, and to hang on to those things that we have, to hold fast until He comes, to seek Him in prayer, seek Him even fasting in all things, and reading the Word of God, going through the Bible, looking at these things, and seeing other men have entered into this labor, other men have sown the seed. Remember that the Word of God, it will not return to God void, but it will go out. Don't be afraid to spread the Word of God you know, read your Bible and talk about it, you know, with your people that you know, the loved ones, and put it on the internet, whatever you could do, Twitter, or, well, I have a Gab account on Gab, but spread that word and let it go abroad, and that word of God will not return void. We won't know until we get to heaven who we've touched with that word, and that word can spring up and can cause disciples. This podcast has been downloaded in Saudi Arabia. It's in the Netherlands. It's in Africa. It's been downloaded in India. It's been downloaded in Pakistan. All over the world that this podcast goes. It goes here and there. South America, Brazil, of course, and up into Canada, all over the United States. The Word of God, it does not return void. And I pray for all the world. I pray for this world, though the Word of God seems like it's being shut out and turned away from, yet there are some that are receiving that Word, some that have never heard. We talk about Africa. It may become a Christian nation. The whole continent of Africa may be a Christian continent if things go the way they are. And we hear in China that the house churches are flourishing even in the midst of persecution. We pray for Russia. We pray for all of Europe, and we pray for this world, that the Word of God would grow. And I pray that many more will download. And if you download the program, of course you can play it on your computer, whatever you have, your device, you can play it over and over. If it's stored on your computer and it's yours to play and to use, to share, whatever, I thank God for it, Lord. I look to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, bless this word, bless this message, Lord, we pray. Lord, let it go out through the world, Lord, and not return void, but let men have faith, Lord. Let them have faith like these Samaritans, Lord, and to know that you are the Messiah, to believe the word, not because I said it, Lord, but let them see in the word, Lord, that these things are true, that your word is truth, Lord, and that you are the only Savior, the only one, Lord. There is only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.